Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Football full circle.
On the right, fake to Armstrong, run, put five, put it to the end zone, touchdown!
Launches down the middle for McCleskey, and it's free! James
McCleskey,
touchdown! They take the lead with 3 seconds left!
Patterson to the end zone, drives his way in! Virginia Tech has won it!
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 204. Good afternoon, Joe. How are you, buddy?
Carver, don't address me as Joe. I want you to address me the way you would address Nick Saban, okay?
Here we go.
All right? I'm sorry. I got to start. You can't address me like that.
At go for the two. How about that?
Is that something? I was gonna save
that for later because it's not obviously. There's actually a lot of big stories going on. You have SEC. I don't know why they call it SEC Media Day, by the way, Joe. Just call it SEC Media Week because they spend the entire week down there with everybody. But since everybody's talking and it's talking season and the coaches are all doing that, we'll start with Dion because that was hilarious yesterday. Of course, Jackson State, the SWAC, they had their little media sessions. And Deion Sanders, who me and you actually talked about last week, saying the only reason he took that job is to prepare himself to take over at Florida State when they whack Mike Norvell. Basically, a reporter was calling him Deion, and he said, you wouldn't call Nick Saban that. Meanwhile, the reporter has documented, called Nick Saban Nick about a billion times when he's talked to him. What was the deal with Deion yesterday, Joe? That was so bizarre. But that's Deion, Deion, Deion.
It is. I love the suit, too. Rocking the suit, Deion. He's great. Hall of Fame player, one of the best polarizing players at his days with Bobby Bowden at Tallahassee and Florida State. Great player, Super Bowl champ. Doesn't get better than that in terms of trying to turn around Jackson State. And more importantly, a stepping stone, right, to the potential of a Power 5 program. We talked about it before that. I thought they should have hired Deion over Mike Norvell in Tallahassee, especially when you look at his resume and what Mike Norvell has done in just driving the Seminoles to the ground in year number one. It's part of bringing eyes to your program, though, too. You know, Deion understands the media perspective. He understands in terms of the hype and in terms of getting eyes on his program. And even sometimes negative criticism, right, is positive.
And that's the thing, Joe. Like, when you go back and finally watch it, like, I had only heard it yesterday, and then this morning, I finally got to see some of the clips of it. The whole thing, honestly, Joe, like, looks staged to me. Like, it looked like Deion sat there, knew that he was eventually going to do that to somebody. And then he tweeted later, you know, it was the end of the media. I stayed longer than I was supposed to. I wasn't getting up and leaving early. Blah, 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 blah. But Dion's got, like, the smile on his face. And, like, basically, the guy called him Dion. I mean, he just got up out of the chair laughing and walked away. I think the whole thing, you're right. This is Dion drawing attention to Dion. Not even so much Jackson State. I don't think he cares about drawing attention to Jackson State, Joe. I think he cares about drawing attention to Dion. That's what matters to him.
Well, but that's what it's all about. It's a marketing tool. As Dion goes, so does the program, right? That's how you get recruits in. He's down in the three. It looked like a five-piece suit. I got to get me one of those. I mean, that was a fantastic suit. I mean, in terms of wardrobe, he knocks it out of the park. There's nobody that could go toe-to-toe in terms of Dion Sanders, in terms of his wardrobe. So, love what he did. The other thing, too, is he is a little bit right, though. In terms of the media days with Nick Saban, it's like, oh, you can't talk to Nick that way. Hey, Nick, you win seven national championships. I would like to ask Nick Saban this. Nick, with all your money, right? With all Nick Saban's money, why do you go with the dye out of a box like Revlon? Can't you have somebody dye your hair? We're going to call him Goldie soon.
Look at Joe taking the swing at Coach Saban in early on in the show here. All right, I'm going to save my biggest thing from yesterday, which is Dabo Swinney. I'm going to save that, Joe, for when we come back, because I know we only have a couple of minutes here, and I think that that's too big of a topic. I don't want to rush through it about him talking about the playoff. I'll go to Lane Kiffin first. He had some interesting things to say. Of course, we know he's a huge personality in the SEC now, you know, saying, I have the best quarterback in the league. Of course, I'm going to say that. But I thought him basically, he almost fell down at the podium when they told him that Bryce Young was going to get $1 million in NIL deals. He goes, he hasn't even played a game yet. I thought that that was some pretty honest stuff from Lane Kiffin as well there.
It really is, and Lane's another coach that gets it, right? He's always on Twitter. That's how he gets his recruits. He's fun. He understands the culture and the landscape of college football and drawing eyes to Oxford and Ole Miss. So that's what it's all about for Lane, but he's probably shocked because Lane Kiffin, I think, is only making $2-3 million in Oxford, right? So to see Bryce Young grab $1 million, he'll be driving the Bentley down when they play the Ole Miss Rebels, right?
And I think that that's where one of the things, Joe, that's going to be so different about these kids now, quote-unquote, getting paid legally, you know, for these deals. We know the stories. Kids been getting paid money under the table for years, whatever the deal is. But now it's public. And now you kind of know that Bryce Young's going to get $1 million or combined from sponsoring a couple different places. And he hasn't played really a game yet. That does add some pressure to what, you know, you're going to do before you step on the field, because now people know, Joe.
I said it before with the NIL deals in terms of Auburn and LSU, respectively. Bo Nix and Miles Brennan. What happens with them?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Joe. And something that we're going to talk about all year long. College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here. Sports Grid Radio, Channel 204 on Sirius XM. We're just getting going. We're going to come back. Dabo Swinney doesn't want an expanded playoff. I wonder why.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Go, go!
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
All right, then we're back. College Football Full Circle right here, Sports Grid Radio, Channel 204 on Sirius XM. So part of SEC and ACC Media Weeks, Joe. The ACC is finally getting together today. They kind of did somewhat yesterday. Everybody was getting into town, and I thought the biggest thing was Dabo Swinney, of course, head coach of Clemson. And everybody wants the expanded playoff, Joe. We know this. It's been four for a couple years, and that was after so long of not having a playoff yet. You know, a national title game, then you had four teams. Now everybody wants eight, or they want 12, they want 25. You know, everybody wants more playoff teams, always. Dabo says no. He's against a 12-team playoff. He doesn't think there's 12 teams good enough to win the national title. He doesn't think that there's sometimes four teams good enough to win the national title. Now, I kind of could see a little bit where Dabo's coming from. I don't want to play more games. But, Joe, I think I know what this really comes down to. He doesn't want to play more games because it's more chances that he can get picked off and not be in the championship game every single year. See, that's the thing. That's why Alabama and Clemson and the Ohio States are going to say, no, we don't want to expand the playoff because they're in it every year. They don't want to invite more people to the party.
I agree with that wholeheartedly in terms of your assessment and breaking down what Dabo said, but I have to agree with him in one capacity. The problem of expansion to 12 is that I don't want to see the regular season become non-existent or non-important for college football. That's the one thing that we have right now when you look at college football and every other sport is that there is no preseason. We come out with these interconference games week one, right? Clemson and Georgia. We have later in the month, we have Auburn and Penn State. We have Ohio State and Oregon. Those games matter. Right? So all eyes are on those games early on. If you slip up, you might not make the college football playoff. And guess what? That's what is so unique about college football is that these games matter. If we expand to 12 in a couple of years, which we're going to do, the problem is that that late season game would, let's say LSU and Alabama, might not be important anymore because Alabama's locked up the West. So what they're going to do is maybe they rest a player here and there, or they rest a few players for the title run, and that's where these games then become watered down, and we're more like college basketball as opposed to college football, and that's the one downside to expansion that I agree with Dabo Swinney.
Like, I get what he's saying in the one aspect. Like, if you look at the 12 teams that would have been at the end of the college football playoff rankings last year, I mean, 10 Iowa State, 11 Indiana, 12 Coastal Carolina. Are all those teams, are any of them as good as Alabama and Clemson? No.
No.
Of course they're not. But I think that what we want, Joe, is we want to try to make college football as close to March Madness as we could possibly make it. Because everybody loves March Madness because it's one and done. There's 68 teams. Anybody could win the tournament every year. You know, you get surprises. You get upsets. And I feel like everybody wants to add more teams because there is a chance that once out of every 3 or 4 years, a Coastal Carolina will, let's say, beat Texas A&M in the first round. Or, you know, maybe 1 year Florida can upset Clemson. There's people always want upsets. And when you keep it at four, you're never going to get an upset because they're the four best teams. People want to see the 12 or the 11 try to get a chance to knock those teams off and see those teams have to play an extra couple games and make it harder on them to win a national title.
Agreed, and I understand that point. And the other problem, though, is this, though, Carver, is that when you look at that, in the end, it's still the big boys that win it, right? And
of course,
you still get that App State Michigan game. That's what everybody wants to see, is that App State upset in the big house against Michigan. You want to see the 42-point underdog in Stanford and Jim Harbaugh knock off Pete Carroll and the USC Trojans. That's what everybody wants, and I understand that. The problem is, though, is that on a consistent consistent basis, you're not going to get that year to year. The other problem is this, is that, you know, when you just look at it as a whole, it is important to, for the recruiting aspect as well. It waters down the product. So if you get these games like Coastal Carolina and they get blown out, it really doesn't do anything for the sport. It's great to have that one game where they might match up against Alabama, and on any given Saturday, anything could happen. But at the end of the day, wouldn't you rather have the best teams playing as opposed to just the fan base? And here's the other aspect. Controversy has always been a part of college football. I don't want to take away from that by really trying to narrow it down to the best team. Go back to 1990. We had a split national championship with Colorado and Georgia Tech, 1997, Michigan and Nebraska. The debate is what builds the sport. The casual fan wants to see expansion because they want to see the best team, but the diehards don't want to see expansion because the controversy is what it's all about.
No, you're right. And it's a fascinating topic because no matter what happens, Joe, whether you stay at 4 or you go to 8, or you go to 12, or you go to 16, guess what? There's always going to be a team that thinks they should have been in it. It doesn't
matter.
You still see it in basketball. What's the biggest thing we talk about? There's 68 freaking teams in the tournament. And what's the biggest thing we talk about the last week, 2 weeks leading into it? Well, who's on the bubble? Well, who's going to get left out? Well, and that's all we do, whether it's the 9th team, or the 13th team, or the 17th team. It's all discussion, Joe, and it's just more, let's try to squeeze another team in. I like it because it's more games we can bet on, it's more games we can watch, and things like that. And it is a better chance for one of those teams to get bumped. But at the end of the day, you know who the best teams are. And it's just that simple.
Right. And everybody, though, Carver, will go like this. But what about UCLA? UCLA right. almost knocked off Gonzaga, Jimmy yeah. Juzang and the crew, right? But I feel like basketball's a little bit different. One yeah. player can actually change the landscape of a college basketball game. If that player's hot, like Evan Mobley and USC, they can run the table if you get that hot player, right, in terms of Steph Curry and Davidson back in his days there. So that's the difference, though. In basketball as opposed to football, when you look at the end of the day, there was nobody that was competing with the Alabama offensive defensive lines of last year. As good as Ohio State was and Justin Fields and how they dominated the Clemson Tigers, they got abused by the Alabama interior line.
No, you're absolutely right. A couple other things from yesterday. Kirby Smart spoke at SEC Media Day, Media Week. And here's one thing that I thought was very interesting he said, Joe. He said he's not worried about expectations. He can't worry about it. He's just got to coach his team. I'm sorry, Joe. He's lying. Like, he does have to worry about it. No, but Joe, we like Kirby, but he does have to worry about expectations because guess what? You've been preseason top five now, bunch of years in a row. Every time you play Alabama, a couple times you've had leads against them and yacked it up. Like, he could say that all he wants, Joe, but there is expectations. He needs to finally put that big ring on his finger and win something.
Oh, I agree. And what's the difference between at this point in his career of Kirby Smart and Mark Richt, right? Mark Richt was
right.
known as never getting over the hump, never being able to win the big one against Alabama. I mean, it's the same thing for Kirby Smart. He did win a college football playoff game, you know, outcoached Lincoln Riley in terms of that game against Oklahoma, and had, you mentioned, Alabama on the ropes. Couldn't pull that game out, didn't make adjustments, went status quo in terms of the fourth quarter and overtime. And then how about the SEC championship game? He had an opportunity. They kicked the field goal. I believe they went up 17. It was a 4th-and-1. You're up 14 points. Roll the dice. Gamble a little bit. You got Nick Saban on the ropes. That's your Buster Douglas moment. He didn't take it. He didn't take it and seize the opportunity. He laid up like tin cup.
No, he really did. And you got to get it done one of these years. And he's got the big quarterback this year with JT Daniels. He spoke yesterday that this team's a lot more than just JT. And he's right about that. We know that. You just said it. It takes more than one guy to win college football games and to win a national title. But there's a lot of expectations for me because you're right. He's running down that road now where he needs to get something done or else the comparisons do start to guys like him just before him who did not able to cross that finish line, and it's so important. All right, Joe, college football full circle right here. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 2, 6:04. We've got a lot more to do, Joe. How about Coach Terry Bowden up next from ULM? We're going to chop it up with him right here.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Here on Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Sports Grid Radio, Channel 204 on Sirius XM. Joe, we are very happy to have with us right now the head coach, of course, of the University of Louisiana Monroe, and that is Terry Bowden. Coach, thank you so much for a few minutes here. Of course, as we know, you were at Auburn, you were at Akron, a couple years at Clemson helping out Dabo down there. But now, Coach, you get back on the sideline down at ULM. Got to be excited here heading into your first season.
I mean, you get exactly. And if you're going to take over a program, and this is the sixth program and hopefully my last at 65 years old, take over a program that's 0-10 last year, never led in a ball game. And so only one way to go, win one game, you had a better year.
Coach, always a pleasure to talk shop with you. In terms of changing the culture, you did it at Akron. You took over that program. They were 2-22 previous the previous 2 years that you took it over. What's the biggest thing that you had to do and what you have to do at UL Monroe to change the culture?
Buy-in. I mean, Joe, you got to get the buy-in to a dream, to a vision. I mean, I can't show them what ULM has done. In fact, ULM has, I want to say, 26 losing seasons in their 27 years as a Division I team. But you've got to get buy-in somehow. And that's buy-in to where I've been, what success I've had, the coaches I've brought in, where history has shown we've been able to do with programs like this. And then you get buy-in. You get people supporting the program financially. You get players transferring in the portal. You get high school guys saying, I want to be a part of this new thing that's going on. But you got to have a good vision because there's nothing – that they can see from last year or the past that they probably want to be a part of.
And, Coach, kind of an extension of that, I was looking and you put up, obviously you're very active on Twitter, which is great to see,
right.
And you have to be. as a head coach at the college level these days. You've got some videos of you guys. You're already like demolitioning the facilities there. You're ripping stuff down. You're rebuilding it up. And I think it just goes to a bigger picture. How different is it now? You know, as a head coach at college, you can go on social media. You can put up a video of you guys remodeling the facilities. Whereas, you know, geez, 25 years ago at Auburn, it was such a different situation. How much has that changed for you as a college football head coach?
Different world. If anything happened, you know, I believe all things happen for a reason. You get moved around. New AD comes in. It moves you out at Akron. What does that lead you at your age? It led me to Clemson. So here I was in probably one of the best finance programs in America, winning two national championships the last 5 years, and I'm able to, like, almost like a sabbatical. Yes, I'm an analyst, but I'm also viewing every part of their program, and a huge part of building a program today is social media. I mean, the perception of what your facilities are, of your program, everything is what you put on the internet. And then now that you're talking about the future with NIL. You better have people. I bring in a full-time graphics coordinator who comes in and projects a program from December 23rd of this year till today. We are the number one Division I program in America for increased viewership of our social media page, Twitter page. That's what we have to do. I don't think I would have quite understood that without going to Clemson and watching how they have built their program over the last 5-10 years.
Coach, look at the out-of-conference games. I mean, you got marquee wins when you were at Akron against Pittsburgh, and then you followed it up in the last season against Pat Fitzgerald in Northwestern. How important are those out-of-conference games? You play Jackson State and Dion. You play Kentucky and LSU this year in terms of getting your team prepared for the conference.
All right. Well, I mean, you talked about two different types of non-conference games. We'll probably be head-to-head with Jackson State probably this year. Get up to even Steven. I imagine they feel like we're probably a W on their schedule. They're one we have a chance. But when you talk about Kentucky and LSU, you're talking about money games, Joe. And early in your career there, early in your time at a place, you play those to help your budget. You'd like to get it down to one Power 5 school, not two. And we will do that here. But we're still getting two to pay bills. Now, eventually, whether it be year two, three, four, or five, because we almost beat Michigan in our second or third year at Akron. You remember that, Joe? Eventually, you're going to get one. You go there on the right day. We got Pittsburgh the year before the coach went to Wisconsin. We got Northwestern the year they won the Big Ten division, went to the Big Ten championship. But it doesn't come a lot. They wouldn't be paying you over $1 million if they expect you to beat them. So you got to be ready. But first of all, you got to have one or two on your program to build your budget up and improve those facilities that you want to build.
College football full circle here on SiriusXM Channel 204. We're talking with Coach Terry Bowden of University of Louisiana Monroe. Coach, you have a very familiar name on your staff as well. Former Michigan coach Rich Rodriguez, of course, his son Rhett at quarterback. Talk about having Rich on the staff with you. It's always good to have great football minds around you, Terry, and I believe that Rich is one of those.
Yeah, we're only as strong as our assistant coaches, and that's a very unique situation. I'm not sure Rich and anybody, or me and anybody, would have worked like Rich and I. Rich played at West Virginia a few years after I did. First Division I job was as offensive coordinator for my brother Tommy at Tulane. Followed him to Clemson as the coordinator. Went on to West Virginia, went on to Michigan, and went on to Arizona, and then a coordinator. I got him because I recruited his son as a quarterback transfer out of Arizona. And out of a hope and a prayer, I said, hey, Rich, does your son have an offensive coordinator you can bring along with him? And really, Rich cost way too much for this program. But I think I kept trying to sell him, hey, you got a couple of years, coach your son. You're going to be a head coach again. You know it. I know it. You're a great coach. Take a couple of years to coach your son. 1979, there was not a greater enjoyment as a coach than we bowed and said, my dad, the head coach, Tommy at GA, Terry at GA, Jeff would walk on. We went undefeated before we lost Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl.
Coach, I want to talk about the conference. Not given enough credit, right? When you look at the bowl games, this team is very competitive. You have some quality teams within the conference. Talk a little bit deeper about that in 2021.
Well, arguably the best conference that's in the Group of Five. I have a lot more respect for the MAC because I coached in it, and I know how quality, how good the football is, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, all those areas up there. I have a lot more respect for the MAC than they do down south where they think football's king. But this is probably the toughest Group of Five conference. Teams that win, teams that go into bowls and play other conferences, they're successful at that. Thank goodness while I was at Akron, I played Lafayette, played Appy State, played Troy, and I got a good feel for the conference. Not that we were better than all those schools, and we did beat Lafayette when we were at Akron, but I got a good feel for how high you got to go, how far you got to go at ULM to be competitive at those schools.
You know, Coach, you mentioned ULL, and of course, you're going to that school now, and you've got the battle on the Bayou, as always, and I'm sure that all the ULM alumni, the backers, everybody, one of the first things they said is, we got to break this little skid against Lafayette here, Coach. You got to get us on the roll here.
Well, I mean, everybody's got a rival. I mean, at Akron, it was Kent State, 11 miles apart with the stadium. We won our last four in a row. We won 5 out of 7. That's what you're supposed to do. And no matter where I've been, West Virginia, Pitt, Florida, Florida State, Auburn, Alabama, Clemson, South Carolina, everywhere you go, there's a rival that you better beat. Now, unfortunately, this isn't Akron, Kent, where both of us were usually at the bottom of the conference. This is ULM at the bottom and Lafayette at the top. So you've got, once you can be competitive against them and maybe beat them, now you're ready to win the conference or to compete for the conference. So it's a pretty rough hoe to row, but that is our goal. We've got to get competitive. Now, the thing that happened here, which I wish it hadn't, we stopped playing La Tech. You know, La Tech is 30 miles away, but they joined a different conference. We joined another conference. We don't play each other. Now, there's the rival that should be here. Me and Skip Holtz ought to find a way to get our two teams to play because we're only 30 miles apart and we don't play each other.
Hey, Coach, you've been on both sides of the spectrum, right? AP Coach of the Year at Auburn, and then you lead Akron to their first bowl win in school history, most wins in school history. Which is more fulfilling for you?
Auburn are, you know, that's a great question, Jokes. I think it has a lot to do with where you are in your career, where you are in your growth in this profession. Auburn was obviously my first year at division at Power 5 level, first coach to ever go undefeated, to beat Alabama, the defending national champion, to go 20 straight. That's kind of one of those defining points in your career. To Auburn people, that will always be the defining point. But when I look at Akron and the fact that Akron also had never won a bowl game and only been to one and never won 8 games, it's as fulfilling as an older coach to go into a program like that and have a huge win. That's the first Big Ten win they had in 100 years. They never had one before. So that was a huge win there that I hold proud. But I'll tell you this, at 65 years old, this is the first job. I'm not looking for another one. I'm looking to build this one up, build the facilities, build the wins, and hopefully in 5 or 6 years, turn this over to one of my assistants as a winning program. So to ask me again, put me on this show again in 5 years, and let's see. This would be the defining moment in the end of my career, and I would love nothing more to do than to turn this into a winning program.
You already got the sledgehammer out at those facilities, Coach. You're doing a great job already, my man. Listen, Coach, we can't thank you enough for a few minutes here. Best of luck this season. I know you're going to make it happen at ULM. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate y'all. And Joe, we've been together 25 years in this business. You're the best in the business. I know y'all's program by far. There's none better.
Thanks, there Coach. Always a pleasure.
There he is. Joe. Coach Terry Bowden at University of Louisiana, Monroe. Joe, we'll come back. We'll talk about that.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
We've got more to do as well. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, SiriusXM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi on Sports Grid Radio, SiriusXM, Channel 204. Joe, great stuff there from Coach Bowden. We know he's got a very, very tough long way to go, as we should say, at ULM. They did not win a game last year. We've talked a lot about how the Sun Belt is a conference with a bunch of teams that are starting to get on the rise. A lot of work for Terry to do, but if anybody can get it done, he can, Joe. He knows how to do it.
Oh, he can definitely get it done. And the biggest thing about Coach is that he's never, in terms of learning, he's always learning and understanding the game better. He's not afraid to do that. He was a graduate assistant on Dabo's staff, didn't do anything in terms of pay, went on and just studied. He became a full-time student again. And that's what he was able to do in terms of understanding the game right here, right now, in terms of maybe what he missed at Akron. So he's always putting his teams in a position to win games. He's always prepared and an excellent game planner. So this team will be much more improved. They'll close the gap, might not win a lot of games, but look to years 2 and 3 for progression out of UM Monroe.
Yeah, no doubt. And best of luck to Coach Bowden. We'll be definitely checking in on ULM throughout the season. A couple of the teams we didn't get to yesterday. We did a bunch of group of five teams and conferences, Joe. We did not touch on a few. Conference USA really left behind. A lot of teams, of course, left that conference, and now you're left with a bunch of teams that really don't get a lot of publicity. Marshall was a pretty good team last year, Joe, out of that conference. They have a big-time quarterback in Grant Wells. What do you think of the Thundering Herd as we get going here for the 2021 season?
Well, it's interesting because Grant Wells burst on the scene, right? 6 touchdowns against Western Kentucky, right? Everybody was like, Grant Wells for the Heisman. I love this guy. 59-0, Marshall, right? And then all of a sudden, clean up on aisle 6. Grant Wells, you know, he didn't show up here. The second half of the season, Marshall limped down the stretch, lost the bowl game as well. No cover. He only had 18 touchdowns. Charles Huff takes over for Doc Holliday. He's a younger coach. they ran Doc Holliday out of town, which was amazing. The actual boosters did, and the board, right? They wanted a younger head coach. When I look at this team overall, they bring back a lot of talent. And the biggest thing, too, in terms of their win total that we'll touch on a little bit later, a very manageable schedule. They play East Carolina, NC Central, at Navy to open it up. Grant Wells is a good quarterback. He's not elite, but this team could be at least an 8 or 9-win football team in 2021.
No, I think they definitely can, Joe. I mean, they have the one tough game going to Appalachian State. That is a tough game on a Thursday night. You know, that's nice. You talk about a good spot for those two universities, Joe. Getting a primetime game on a Thursday on ESPN, Marshall and Appalachian State. You know, I know that me and you will 100% be watching. That's for sure for a game on a Thursday. That's a fun game.
Oh, it is. But, you know, the Rice game last year was the hot game everybody was talking about. I was doing in-game live last year and like, oh, I want to see Rice. I laid the wood with Marshall. I'm like, Marshall and Grant. Why key in on that game? That was like the hot game last year. And they got abused. They lost that game 20-0 as a double-digit favorite to Rice. And then they lost 3 straight down the stretch. So they're going to need to step up. The biggest thing is that they only allowed 13 points per game. But Doc Holliday was a defensive-minded coach. What do you get now with Charles Huff? New type of scheme offensively and defensively. They do bring back 7 starters on offense. They have a good running back in Sheldon Evans. But, you know, defense is where they're going to have to hang their hat. 2 big defensive tackles in Jerome Edwards and Kroom. Can they progress from last year? That's the concern because Doc Holliday, one of the best game planners in college football, doesn't get enough credit. Does this defense take a minor step back this season?
And they actually open on the road at Navy.
We'll know right there.
September 4th. And they're actually 2.5-point favorites. They're the road favorite at Navy here.
Better quarterback.
Early on at FanDuel. But you're right. Better quarterback. But we always know Navy can be tricky to play. It's a tricky game always.
Oh, especially...
But Marshall, definitely the better quarterback.
Well, exactly, especially since the triple option is a lot different in practice situations than it is in game speed. We know that. Now, the problem with Navy last year, right, when they played BYU, is we didn't know that Kenny Niumalolo didn't have his team hit all summer because of COVID, right? And that was the concern, that when they got abused by BYU, bigger physical offense and defensive linemen, they were like a deer in the headlights. So that nobody knew that. So do they take a different approach in 2021? But on paper, you got to say Marshall has the type of offense to challenge Navy over the top. The biggest thing about beating the triple option, you have to jump up on them early. Fast tempo, force them out of their game plan. If you allow them to hang around, you're going to lose that type of game.
No question about it. So we'll keep our eyes on Marshall. I did want to talk about, now this team's not in a conference, they're not in the group of 5 per se, but BYU, of course, had a lot of attention last year. A lot of it was because of Zach Wilson, who is now, as we know, off to the NFL to run for his life with the New York Jets. Kalani Sitake, of course, the head coach there in Provo. What do you think of BYU? Now, last year, they usually schedule very well. Joe, they play a lot of the Pac-12 teams. They do a good job. Last year, they lost a lot of those games, so they had to fill it with all these kind of smaller games, and they whacked everybody until they played Coastal Carolina. This is a tough schedule for BYU. Now, they open up in Vegas against Arizona. They play Utah, of course, in the Holy War. You've got Arizona State. They've got Utah State, Boise, Baylor, Washington State, Virginia, USC. Some really tough games on the BYU schedule this year for Sitake.
And without Zach Wilson, the experienced quarterback, right? The biggest thing was the offensive line was mature. And do we really take that 10-plus win season last year as a dominant effort? They played North Alabama, an FCS team. They lost to Coastal Carolina, right? I mean, that was one of the best teams on their schedule, and they got hit in the mouth. I understand it was a short notice, but you look at some of the teams that they beat. UCF at the end of the year, that UCF defense, we talked about it yesterday, gave up 500-plus total yards per game. Houston, they abuse. Dana Holgorsen doesn't coach defense. So when you look at the schedule, it's going to be very difficult. Arizona with a new head coach on a neutral field. They haven't found a way to beat Utah and Kyle Whittingham. Charlie Brewer's there. Got to give the edge to Utah. Arizona State with Jaden Daniels. That USF game is very difficult with Jeff Scott. We talked about Kelly Joyner yesterday, right? That's a team that's up and coming. So keep an eye out for the Bulls in that matchup. And then Bronco Mendenhall in Virginia is a better coach than Sitake. I'll tell you that. He's saved his job last year with that season in terms of they were going to run him out of Provo, basically, if he was under 500. And then at USC, if Clay Helton loses to the BYU Cougars and Baylor Romney games are taken over for Zach Wilson and Tyler Algiers, give me a break. I don't even want to hear it. I do not even want to hear it. This is a 6-win football team in 2021.
Wow, how about that? And they open up in Vegas, of course, against Arizona, who, listen, Arizona, they really stink.
You hate Arizona.
I can't. They cost me so much money last year, Joe. I cannot get involved at all with Arizona. I was looking for a BYU win total. I don't see one up yet for BYU. I'm sure as we get closer to kickoff, we'll be able to find one. But on opening night in Vegas, they are 11.5-point favorites against Arizona, Joe.
But that's because of how bad Arizona was, right? Kevin Sumlin, I mean, 70, you lose to Arizona State, 70-plus. Jaden Daniels and the Sun Devils are still running on Arizona, right? So that's the overreaction is that, oh, Zach Wilson, everybody remembers how dominant BYU is. Now, Isaac Rex is a solid tight end, takes over for Matt Bushman that tore his Achilles. Can they get the football to him? The biggest thing about BYU is that from a physicality perspective, Carver, the kids are 2 and 3 years older because they go on missions, right? So they're more mature in the interior offense and defensive line play. So when you look at this defense as a whole, they only gave up 119 rushing yards to opposing offenses. They struggle typically with speed teams that could stretch them vertically over the top. Arizona has a speed advantage. I'd be inclined to take the 11.5 with a new head coach and new talent, even though Grant Cannell transfers out. I would take the Wildcats plus the 11.5 week one on a neutral field.
I did find a win total for BYU, Joe. I see 7 at some books. So 7, well, the BYU win total.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, it's hard because at Baylor, even though Baylor's down with Dave Aranda and they're in complete disarray, that's a winnable game, but it's on the road. At Washington State with Nick Rolovich, that's a toss-up. I think they definitely lose to Virginia, USC, Arizona's possible, and Utah, and Arizona State. So there's 4. Utah, Arizona State, USC, and Virginia, in my opinion, 4 losses. So do you think they could get... I mean, they could lose to Baylor and Wash State. We'll give them one.
They could absolutely lose those games. They could lose one or two of those games. There's no doubt.
Boise State, they play too.
I think the number's fair, Joe. I think 7 is the right number. I think that's a sharp number. That's a good number for BYU is 7. I feel with the schedule that you're looking at, and I'm going to wait on that. It's probably not one I'm going to play, but I think that 7 is a very fair number for them so far. Another independent I want to get to, because they went 10-1 last year. Out of nowhere, we know Hugh Freeze very well from his time at Ole Miss, and that's Liberty. They're returning 20 starters. Of course, they have Malik Willis at quarterback. They had a couple of big upsets last year. How about Liberty, Joe?
How about them? How about you talk about those upsets? They knock off Syracuse. They knock off Virginia Tech on the road, right? And go toe-to-toe with Bailey Hockman and NC State and lose that ball game 15-14. So in terms of the most improved team in the ACC last year, it was the NC State Wolfpack. They went toe-to-toe, could have knocked off 3 ACC teams. When you look at Malik Willis, one of the most dynamic athletic quarterbacks that transferred from Auburn, he goes to Hugh Freeze's system. Just a dynamic playmaker. This was a balanced offense. They rushed and passed for over 200 yards, and you think, oh, they're only offense, right? No. They only allowed, from a defensive perspective, 20 points per game, Carver. They get 9 starters back on defense. This defense is going to be much improved. They're experienced. Now, schedule-wise, 3 games that stand out, all road games. At App State, at Ark State, and at Georgia Southern. But I think this could be a 10-win football team again this year because of the quarterbacks and because of the returning starters in the interior line. They're going to be dominant, I think.
I've got the number at 9 right now, Joe. I'm seeing Liberty at 9. They're over-under total. And you're right. And you know who else they're playing? They're going to see our boy Terry Bowden down at ULM this year too. ULM on the Liberty schedule could be a
win. Well, we have to talk to Coach about that. You know that he'll give props. Coach will give an honest assessment about how to break it down, right? And when you look at that in terms of what you have, but. It's hard. I think I might have looked at the wrong schedule here.
No.
Because I'm looking at Liberty. Hang on. They play at Ole Miss with Lane Kiffin. They play at Troy, which is a difficult game. Army at the end of the year. I think I was looking at Coastal Carolina. But Liberty overall, those are three tough games. I mean, that Liberty-Ole Miss game with Matt Corral and Malik Willis, that's going to be a diamond. That total on that's going to be 85.
I think that they can get over this 9 as well. And you know what? Do you think they'd be favored at Syracuse, Joe? Quickly, do you think that when they play that game at Syracuse, they beat them last year?
They beat them 38-21 last year.
Will they be favored at the Dome against Syracuse?
I'm not saying
a huge favorite. Even if they're one-point favorite, it's a story.
Right,
Syracuse is gone. We've talked about Dino already, where they've gone. Imagine if their dog's at home to Liberty.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24 month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
College football full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi right here. Sirius XM, Channel 204, Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back and wrap it up, Joe, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we're back. College Football Full Circle right here. Sports Grid Radio, Channel 204 on Sirius XM. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi wrapping this one up. Before we get out of here, and this could be a new thing as we have a few weeks to go before the season, Joe. At the end of the show each day, I'm going to give you one spread from week one, and you give me a little thought on it. In honor of Coach Bowden being on with us today, I'll throw you Louisiana Monroe going to Kentucky in week one, September 4th, the noon kickoff, and Terry's catching 29.5 at your boy Mark Stoops. What do you think, Joe?
You love poking the bear, Carver, because I never go against Coach Bowden. More importantly, you go against my team that I picked to steal the SEC East and the Kentucky Wildcats, right? Now, I will just say this. From a scheduling standpoint, Kentucky does have a conference game the following week against Missouri. They're going to ground and pound you. Well, Monroe, run the football with Chris Rodriguez, trying to implement Joey Gatewood and Will Levis in terms of the quarterback position. I expect the starters to be out by the third quarter, right? They want to rest those guys up. I could see Coach covering this number. Not going to be easy. They could be getting blown out, but I would take the points with UL Monroe. This is clearly not one of my better selections, but I believe in Coach. I believe in Rich Rod to at least have a solid game plan to develop talent, right? That's the biggest thing. You want to develop talent as the season progresses. It starts week one. Look for them to come out hot.
Look, I love Coach. There's no doubt. I'm laying to 29.5 with Kentucky in week one, Joe. I mean, I just got it. We're predicting big things for Kentucky, that they may be a team that we want in the mix in the SEC, that they got to come out week one and they got to whack ULM. I mean, that's just the way it works. I don't care if the starter's
out. Is ULM, here's the
backdoor
thing.
Covers. I don't want any of that, Joe. I'm laying to 29.5.
Well, we know Kentucky's going to win that game. We do. I mean, let's keep in mind. It's just, you know, by how much. I'm going with the UL Monroe Warhawks in that
there
one.
You go. Good job, Joe Lisi. As always, I will talk to you tomorrow. Our thanks to Coach Terry Bowden from ULM. Great job, as always, by Andrew Torres. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi, SiriusXM Channel 204 on Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Dispensing little pearls.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.